Good afternoon. Still some damp and unsettled weather behind the system that brought a round of light snow, drizzle, and some rain showers to the area overnight and early this morning. The brunt of the precipitation has moved through, but still some scattered precipitation along with the front as it passes by. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy for the afternoon hours. Some bright spots or even some hints of sunshine will help push readings into the lower 40s for afternoon highs. We'll continue our drying trend into the night tonight with mostly cloudy skies back into the 20s to around 30. Into the day tomorrow, a cold front will pass by, reinforcing a surge of chillier air heading in our direction. With that cold frontal passage, we'll see a northwest wind flow develop, and that'll push some moisture off the Great Lakes, downwind as some scattered snow showers. There will be some heavier squalls, which will evolve as well in the typical lake effect areas, with temperatures tomorrow reaching into the upper 30s. More wind and cold on Friday with mostly cloudy skies and scattered snow showers and heavier lake effect squalls, but even chillier with highs staying in the lower to mid-30s. High pressure will start to build in for the weekend, keeping it dry on Saturday and for most of Sunday, but also the coldest air of the season will be with us. Most places on Saturday will stay in the 20s to around 30 for a high, and after getting well down into the teens Saturday night, only recover back toward 30 on Sunday. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the next storm system heading in our direction. Still the exact track and timing in question, but it does look like we'll have a round of precipitation, perhaps all snow, on Sunday night into the early morning hours on Monday. Temperatures on Monday afternoon with a blustery northwest breeze will be back into the middle and upper 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, blizzard conditions are expected to persist over portions of the northern plains through today. Strong winds and very cold temperatures will also yield sub-zero wind chill readings and blowing snow. Blizzard warnings are out for the eastern parts of North Dakota, while wind chill advisories are out for the western part of the state, and they extend into Wyoming and most of Montana. Meanwhile, the cold wind blowing over the Great Lakes will generate lake effect snows downwind to virtually all of the lakes over the next few days. Lake effect snow warnings and winter storm warnings have been issued for parts of central and western New York and western lower Michigan. The heaviest and most persistent squalls could produce up to 1 to 2 feet of snow heading into the weekend. And there is a high likelihood of a strong tropical cyclone developing in the Indian Ocean during the next 1 to 2 days. The system will then track toward the east coast of India heading into the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Tampa, Florida, to a low of 20 below zero at Pinedale, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, fog and drizzle in the upper 40s, Boston cloudy with showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with rain showers, fog and drizzle with highs right around 40 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today 39 degrees, the average low 25. The record high 65 set in 1998, and the record low 7 below zero in 1901. Sunrise this morning, 7:12 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with passing rain and snow showers today, also areas of fog and drizzle with highs around 40. Mostly cloudy with snow showers in the mountains tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with passing rain showers today, also fog and drizzle, highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with passing rain and snow showers today, also areas of fog and drizzle with highs around 40. Mostly cloudy with snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with passing rain showers today, also areas of fog and drizzle with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy, with passing rain and snow showers today, also areas of fog and drizzle, with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy, snow showers, heavier squalls to the north and west, downwind of Lake Ontario, highs in the middle and upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, blustery and cold, with scattered snow showers and squalls, lower to mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds near 30 for a high on Saturday. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds on Sunday, a chance of light snow by dark, with highs in the lower 30s. A chance of more snow Monday morning, snow showers in the afternoon, upper 30s, and a mix of sun and clouds, blustery and cold Tuesday, with highs staying in the middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.